This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。大家好，我是冯菲菲。
And me, Roy. Have you seen Rob's new video on social media?
Yes, it's amazing. He has charm and style. He just has...
Oomph!
Yes, oomph. Rob has oomph and charm. Not as much as me, of course, but he has some. Well, Roy, for once, you actually got the correct word. Oomph.
I didn't say oomph. I said oomph.I was complaining because I hurt my back earlier putting your cases in your car for you to go on your workation.
Well, one can never be too prepared when going to the beach. Besides, I need lots of different outfits for when I take pictures. My photos have to have real...
Oomph. Yes, I get it. Your photos need to have energy and be exciting.
Exactly. Well, let's talk more about my oomph right after these examples.
The business owner showed real oomph in her presentation when she was pitching the idea. I really like the way Eric speaks. He has real energy and oomph. The dancer showed real oomph in his performance, an energy I haven't seen in a long time.
你正在收听的是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。以上我们听到了一些可以使用 oomph 的场景例句。在日常生活中，我们用 oomph 来形容充满活力、热情四射的人或动力强劲的事物。
Some people argue that it is important to have real oomph when making presentations. I'm really good at talking to a room full of people, which means I must have...Real oomph.
充满活力、魅力四射的人是我。I am the one with the oomph. I could sell anything to anyone.
Well, if I bought what you were selling, I could resell it for double the price. That's how much oomph I've got.
No, Roy, you don't have oomph. You have a puppy-like charm. It's okay to be envious of my oomph.
Puppy-like? I don't chew slippers or chase sticks.I have oomph, energy, excitement. People have told me that.
And who said that?
Rob. But ironically, he said it when he hurt his back helping me with your cases.
Well, I think we all know what he really said. Bye, Roy.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.